Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Now, this is typical Paul. Be conformed. Don't be conformed, be transformed. And Paul seems to say it usually like it might be something that is easily done. Just don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I don't know about you, but I find that extraordinarily challenging, not to be conformed to the world. And the temptations of the world and the way that the world is. After all, we live in the world. And by the way, when we're being transformed, I don't know about you, but I don't even know what I'm going to be transformed into. I'm willing to be transformed, but I want to know what it is that you're going to be transformed. But God is clear about what this transformation is. This transformation that comes by the renewing of our minds, its purpose is what? To discern the will of God. Thank you again, Paul. Be transformed so that we can discern the will of God. How does this happen? How does this transformation by the renewing of our mind so that we can discern the will of God, how does this happen? Jesus reminds us, I will send you another. I will send you an advocate. This advocate will come and will live in you. This advocate, the Holy Spirit that has come upon us and made us new in our baptism, is the same Holy Spirit that we are asking to come forward this evening in confirmation to these persons this evening, young and old, to be confirmed, to be received, to be reaffirmed. This congregation is doing something bold this evening. Now, I don't know whether you thought you were coming to a confirmation service to do something bold, but we're going to do something bold this evening. We're going to invoke the power of the Holy Spirit, which isn't exactly something we even want to mess with. But we're going to do that. Now, I don't know about you. I go through periods of time, but you know, as Episcopalians, we typically don't have super high expectations of God or the Holy Spirit, or what the Holy Spirit's going to do. Some of us do. I mean, sometimes in our life, we've all experienced that time. Maybe you've experienced that time in your life when God is very near to you, and you've just felt the presence of God in a time of need or in a time of joy. Sometimes tears come to our eyes. We know that God is very present with us. We know that the Holy Spirit comes. But often in times like these, in times that when we come forward or come forth for confirmation or as we gather for such events, we don't expect. But tonight we're going to call down the Holy Spirit. And brothers and sisters, what I'm calling on you to do this evening is raise your expectations of God and what the Spirit will do. When these persons come forward to be confirmed, we're calling on the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will come down, and we should expect that miracles will happen, that gifts will be released in people, right? Faith, hope, love, all of the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts about which Paul reminds us are important for the building up of the body are coming to these who are being confirmed this evening. It is for us simply to watch God work. As young people come forward this evening to be confirmed, we imagine what God might be releasing in them for their life. My young friends who are coming forward to be confirmed, this is a time when God will touch you and releasing you gifts that will be used throughout your life for the call that God has placed upon you. You may have times in your life when you'll come forth like Jeremiah and say, well, how can I do all of these things? I'm not particularly gifted. I'm only young. But God will call you. Those who are maybe not so young in age who are coming forth, God still has a plan and is going to release power into your life this evening. Because this gathering is going to do something bold. To call upon the Holy Spirit to come among us and release in us gifts. So brothers and sisters, I say to you, as the word here this evening, expect a miracle. Expect something to happen in your life and to be touched by God this day, so that you might not be conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you and we together might discern the will of God and help to give the world a glimpse of this kingdom of God that is among us.